The political standoff in Montpelier over the issue of teacher health benefits has been going on for close to a month now. Lawmakers say they hope to reach a compromise with Governor Phil Scott this week, but Democrats' efforts to appease the Republican governor could cost them a key political ally in the process. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
On Tuesday morning at a press conference in the State House, a coalition of union leaders stood behind a woman who's found herself in the eye of the political hurricane that's parked itself over Montpelier.
Good morning. I'm Martha Allen. I'm a K-12 librarian.
Allen is also president of the Vermont NEA. That's the union that represents the 14,000 educators whose health insurance plans are the focus of a showdown between Republican Governor Phil Scott and Democratic lawmakers. Scott wants to dictate the terms of the next health benefits contract for public school employees. Whether that means a statewide contract or a legislative mandate for a certain plan structure, Scott says action is needed to ensure $26 million in savings to the education system. On Tuesday, flanked by representatives of more than a dozen Vermont unions, Martha Allen derided Scott's plan as a, quote, attack on collective bargaining rights.
The governor and his allies see this issue as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to take power away from working people in this state, and in particular, to take power away from working women.
According to Allen, though, the Republican governor is no longer the only threat to organized labor. Democratic House Speaker Mitzi Johnson has put forward a plan that would leave teacher health negotiations at the local school district level, but her proposal would set strict parameters around what those health plans could look like. Those parameters would dictate certain minimum financial contributions from school employees covered by the policies. Here's Johnson on Tuesday explaining the proposal.
Those parameters drive people towards the savings that we're all talking about, and it make sure that those savings get applied to property taxes.
Allen says Johnson's plan would be a betrayal of the unions that have until now been able to count on Democrats for support in Montpelier.
I can say that its conditioning of bargaining is an affront to local educators and local school boards, and sadly is an anti-worker intrusion into the collective bargaining process.
It isn't just the NEA that's worried. Unions representing bricklayers, steelworkers, roofers, carpenters, plumbers, and firefighters met with Johnson in the statehouse cafeteria on Tuesday to register their concern. If the bargaining rights of teachers are weakened, says Bradley Reed of the Professional Firefighters of Vermont, then protections for unions like his are also threatened.
We are asking Vermont lawmakers to ensure that our basic rights to collectively bargain are protected and to stand with Vermont workers.
Johnson, though, says the political realities of this moment are not breaking in unions' favor. She says Phil Scott's plan has support in the State House, noting that his proposal would have passed in a vote on the House floor had two representatives not been absent.
The implications of the vote a few weeks ago was serious. When push came to shove, people chose property tax relief over collective bargaining rights.
Phil Scott has made clear that he'll veto the state budget if Democrats don't bend to his will. And Johnson says that means they have to come up with something the governor can support.
Because just say no isn't working. It isn't working, and the political reality is there aren't the votes for just say no to get us all the way through the process.
It's unclear whether Johnson's approach has the support needed to pass in the Senate. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash canceled a press availability on Tuesday afternoon. Also unclear is whether Phil Scott will buy into the House Speaker's proposal. Rebecca Kelly, Scott's Director of Communications, says the governor would like to see some changes. The full legislature is scheduled to return to the State House on Wednesday, when Johnson and Ash hope to have a compromise plan for both chambers to vote on. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.